recording from the Millbrae Travel Lodge in Millbrae, California. You're just slightly south of San Francisco, just right by the San Francisco airport. December 21, 1969. This travel lodge has direct dial room phones. A little bit different from most travel lodges because if you want to dial another room in the motel, you just dial the actual room number itself. Most of them have a big translation table where you have to, if you want to dial room 212, you dial 364 or something weird like that. There are no restrictors on the outside line. You can dial niner and then dial anything you please. The other difference between this and other travel lodges is that when you dial niner and then dial local call, which is really all you're supposed to do, that it's free. Usually in travel lodges you have to pay 15 cents per local call. But this one, they are free. I'll dial my own room number first. That's funny, it was busy. No one in here but me, whatever it was. The time is 767-8900. I'm going to try just dialing 767-1111, so it'll probably work too. I have to dial a niner first, of course, to get an outside line. Gives repair service. Listen to how it goes through at night. Local office transfers the call. Well, it doesn't really transfer, it actually dials it. You can hear it dialing a 7-digit phone number into some number one crossbar office. I don't know what prefix it's dialing into, but you can tell it's number one crossbar by the way the call switches through after that, and it ends up in San Francisco. The hotline areas in the San Francisco Bay Area are the prefix plus 0044 and 0045. The prefix that this travel lodge is on, which is 6907, seems to have a hotline. I don't know if the two sides connect, but at least each one called individually sounds right. Like, for example, I'll dial 6907-0044. The telephone company newsline in the Bay Area is 630 and then any four digits. This can only be dialed from within the Bay Area itself. If you try dialing it from a 630 from outside, like if you try dialing 415-630, it won't go through. Even the inward operator in San Francisco can't dial it. It has to be dialed from an ordinary phone within the Bay Area someplace.
Pacific Telephone Bay Area News Report for Friday, December 19th. Bay Area plant is in excellent shape this morning, with only 3 minor cases of cable trouble due to the current storm, according to the Area Report Center. Plant crews are working on the wet cables, which are affecting service to some 130 customers. The San Francisco Council of Telephone Pioneers Community Service Committee today holds its annual benefit for retarded children at the Sonoma State Hospital. According to Chairman Sully Mulrennan, ceremonies begin at 12:45 p.m. in the employee cafeteria at 666 Folsom Street in San Francisco. A number of top prizes, including a Cocker Spaniel puppy valued at $100, will be offered. Proceeds will be donated to the hospital for the purchase of therapeutic equipment. Pioneers will be on duty in the cafeteria at 12:15 for your convenience. Here's a Bell System television note. Western Electric.
Long-distance calls go through just the same way they do in Seattle. For example, about 212-222-2222. Dialed the wrong number there, because that number is always busy before. Anyway, I guess you heard how long this call goes through. There is a difference in how a call goes through that's fairly local long distance, like within your own area code. As you know, in Seattle, any long distance call at all, any call whatsoever that you have to pay for, no matter how close it is, no matter how inexpensive that call is, goes through the main 4A machine in downtown Seattle, and it's handled exactly the same as though it were a call across the country. That's not the way it is in San Francisco. In the San Francisco area, there's a message unit rate that goes from San Jose at the south to Rock Concord and San Rafael at the north. Within that area, you have to pay for quite a few of your calls, but they go through reasonably normal equipment, the same as it would for a home phone in Seattle. You know, it just goes through a local type of tandem. Some of the toll calls, this office even has direct trunks to it. If you dial many of the prefixes in San Francisco, which is a small toll call, you know, about 15 cents for the first 3 minutes, this office multi-freaks directly into it with no tandem at all. In other cases, it just has a local, you know, tandem where you just hear a little bit of multi-freak and then the call goes through. For example, I'll dial a number in the 351 prefix, which is in East Bay. It's about a 25-cent toll call from here. Here's another example of a 221 prefix in San Francisco. I just love panel pulsing. I always have those panel pulsing. Why do they have to take all the panel offices away? Why? Recording from Santa Cruz, California on December 22, 1969. Telephone number is 408-438-9993. I'll dial the payphone number. Recording for a bad prefix is as follows.
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.
Everything else about this phone is typical number 5 cross bar, nothing at all interesting. End of recording from Santa Cruz. Recording from Watsonville, California, 408-724-9951. This is December 23-1969. Telephone is Bell System Step. Pretty typical Bell System Step. I'll just record a couple of short things. Here's the payphone number being dialed. If you dial a 3 or some other first digit that's an impossible first digit for a number, you get the following.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line and an operator will answer. Thank you. This is a recording.
End of recording from Watsonville. Recording from San Bruno, California, 415-588-9695. San Bruno is a suburb of San Francisco, and the phone here is identical to the phones in San Francisco itself. Bell System, number one crossbar, this particular phone. The San Francisco area has number one crossbar, number five crossbar, and panel. I'll dial the payphone number first. I'm sure you can hear that jet in the background. I'm very close to the airport. So now I'll record some of the interesting things about San Francisco payphones. You can dial directly anywhere in the United States. So there's any area code calling the United States, Canada, anyplace else can be dialed directly from the payphone. After you dial the number, an operator comes on and asks you to deposit whatever amount of money is required for the first 3 minutes. Then the operator stays on while the call goes through just to make sure everything goes okay. After one or two rings, she cuts off and it's automatic from then on. If anything goes funny, then the operator is capable of redialing the number for you and fixing it up, whatever went wrong the first time. For example, I'll dial a number in San Jose, California, which is a 45-cent toll call from here. The operator will come on and ask me to deposit 35 more cents because the dime still remains in there than they originally called from. If you dial information in another city, you first hear the same sound as you just heard with the operator. In fact, you'll even sometimes hear it ringing for the operator. But after at most one or two rings, the equipment will automatically realize that it's an information call. I really don't know why it doesn't realize that right away, but half the time it does ring for the operator once or twice before it does anything about it. Anyway, after one or two rings, it will realize it's information and it will put the call through directly without the operator ever coming on. Also, this time I'm going to hang up after the call just long enough to get the phone to reset. I can, when I'm done with the call, hang up for about a half a second, then lift the handset back up again, and listen very carefully to the noises that occur after that. After every toll call you make from one of these payphones, as soon as the call is over, you hear a series of clicks, which is the payphone sending its number into the central office, central billing office. I don't know why that happens, but I do recognize those clicks as being the payphone multi-streaking its phone number into the central office.
Hello?
dialing area code 800 number, the operator always comes on confused. The operator does come on, but she's always confused because she doesn't realize what's happening. Going on, let the call go through. The other half of the time, she insists that something is wrong, and if you insist loudly enough that you really did just dial 800 number, she will let it go through. You can also, from these pay phones, dial person-to-person credit card calls or collect calls directly. What you do is you dial 0 first, then continue on and dial the number. When you're done dialing, the operator will come on and ask you which special service you want. You tell her, and then the call goes through from then on as though you had just dialed the operator and gave her the information. But it saves the operator a little bit of time because you've already dialed the number for her. I'd like to demonstrate that, but I can't really because I can just barely hear what the operator's saying and I wouldn't be able to carry on a conversation with her and record it at the same time. So I'm afraid with my present equipment I can't record that. By the way, if you just want the operator, when you dial 0, it waits for several seconds to see if you're going to dial anymore. If you don't dial anymore, it'll just connect to the operator. If you do continue to dial, it'll put it through those special direct dialing trunks. End of recording from San Bruno and from the San Francisco area.